Everybody win?
Oh, sorry.
I'll just say, just know that number one, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Madam Clerk, may I have roll call?
Mayor Diana Garcilla. Mayor Pro Tem Gilbert Garcia.
Present.
Councilmember Josie Cervantes.
Present.
Councilmember Hope Rodriguez.
Present.
Councilmember Maria Vasio.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum to do business. I'm gonna ask Mayor Pro Tem Gilbert Garcia to lead us in the invocation. Would you please stand? Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening, Lord God. I pray that you would help us, Lord, to make this decision that we need to make for our city, Lord God.
Yes, Father.
Or just help us to make our city prosper, Lord. And we thank you for the direction you can give us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. And flag salute, Councilmember Josie Cervantes. Thank you.
Okay, ready, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, on the consent calendar, we have two items, approval to dispose of items within the Public Works Department and the approval of resolution City Council of the City of Orange Cove calling and giving notice of the holding of a general municipal election to be held on said city on Tuesday, November 7, 2023. Okay, we have those two items. Okay, Kelsey?
I wanted to confirm that one of the resolutions has been changed on the resolution number.
The resolution number has been changed?
Yeah, from what number to what number? Just for
from resolution 26 to resolution number 32. And I have copies here.
That way when you make your motion, you can make with adjustments.
Where's that at, Dora? I can't see it.
That would be
resolution.
Your item number is 2.
For item number 2?
Hold on.
You know what? It doesn't even have a number on there, so.
The resolution 2223?
It went from resolution 26 to resolution 32.
Oh, okay.
But it's not listed.
It's not listed? Okay.
So we're okay.
Okay.
We're okay?
Yeah.
Okay, council? For consent?
I'll first motion.
Okay, motion's been made by Maria Vasquez, thank you. And second? By Hopi Rodriguez, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we're going to go on to regular business. Number one, subject, modified purchase agreement of the 6.05 acres of city-owned land for affordable multifamily residential units located at the City of Orange Cove Industrial Park. Brian Young and Daryl J. Laskinski purchase APN 378-262. Thank you, John.
Yes, good evening, Mayor, members of the council. To provide you with some information as to where we're at on the two land sales. The city received on June the 28th from Department of Housing and Community Development Division the approval letter for us to go ahead and proceed with the finalizing the two land sales. As you're all aware, we have to go through the process of the surplus sale, which we did. It took 60 days initially, and then HED had another 30 days to review. We did receive it on the 28th, so at that point, staff went ahead and made contact with both title companies to commence the escrows. So when I contacted Chicago Title, which is handling the Brian Young, 6.5 acres, they have requested us, on behalf of Brian, to modify the agreement to eliminate the name Blossom Heights LLC, because it was determined that that is not a registered legal LLC as of today. They are going to eventually register that as an LLC. So we'd like to remove anywhere where the agreement says Blossom Heights LLC and just have Brian's name and Daryl's name and Brian's name. So we've provided you a purchase agreement that makes those modifications. So we are requesting that the council approve that, so that way we can forward that to the title company, and they can go ahead and finalize the sale, along with, we're gonna have some signing documents. Dan's gonna sign under notary tomorrow, once we get the, if we get the approval today. So we can fairly close quickly after that, hopefully by next week. So our recommendation is the council to approve resolution 2023-32.
I have a question before we go there.
Yes, ma'am.
When did the surplus status, when was that removed?
The surplus ended May 28th.
Qué bueno, good. And you know what, I'm so happy.
Yes.
That it went well with them.
Yes.
I'm very, very, very pleased, because I really want this project, you know.
We only had, like, we only had one offer, but it was no public agency. We had a private other agency, so since we had an agreement already established, we had a sales agreement. City manager's decision was to go with and stay with this one, so that's what.
Plus, it was for the same amount.
It was the same.
So it just, if it would've been higher, then I would have talked to you all, but.
Show me what's.
Same amount, we already had a deal in place, we stuck with it.
30 and then 31.
They're very happy.
Yeah, Doris corrected the number, it's 30, resolution 30.
Resolution 30. Okay, any additional questions or comments, council? No?
I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve as presented.
I second it.
Motion's been made by council member Josie Cervantes, and second by Gilbert Garcia. Mayor Pro Tem Gilbert Garcia, I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, thank you so much. Thank you, Sean. Now you have the second one, right? Second is subject council to correct grant deed for Brian Young and Daryl Leschinsky, purchase APN 378-282.
Yes, this is in regards to the same property. Back in 2005, when the city purchased the 6.5 acres from the Zivanovich brothers, during the opening escrow, they ordered a preliminary title report, and that title report discovered that there was an error in the deed that was reported back in 2005. So in order to proceed with the sale, we have to do a correction on the grant deed. So we went ahead and contacted our city attorney, and they prepared the grant deed that's attached in the packet. And with that, I would correct that, and I would be able to proceed with the recording. And our recommendation is that the council approve the resolution 31?
31.
31, authorizing the recording of the new grant deed, approving it and recording.
Council?
I make a motion to approve.
Motion's been made by Mayor Pro Tem Gilbert Garcia, second by council member Josie Cervantes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, thank you so much.
Thank you, council.
And now we're going to open up to public hearing. Subject approval of resolution of city council of the city of Orange Cove, California, submitting the city's voters at the next regular municipal election to be held November 7, 2023, a ballot measure related to ordinance number 395 regarding the continuance of a special tax measure owed for police and fire services in the city of Orange Cove. Thank you.
Okay, so good. So the one that's.
This one's public hearing.
Yeah, this is 29 or 32?
32.
Okay, that's the one in front of us. So this one, folks, we're asking for the, it's your language for the ballot measure, asking the county to put it on the ballot. So that's all we're doing. We have to do it now, because we have till August 10th or 11th to get it on the ballot. But I'm trying to be proactive, and at the same time, I'm asking for O from the county. And I talked to them already, I'll take this in the morning. It should be done, and then all we have to do now is campaign. So this is just to get it on the ballot, and again, to use the same letter, O. That way we don't confuse anybody.
I have a question on that.
Okay.
I have a question on that, resolution. I thought when we were talking about, you know, while we're doing it, I thought, were we supposed to like make it a little bit higher?
Well.
$10 more?
It's a little bit more, not much. It generates, what was it?
You're right.
We had mentioned about, do you remember that?
They get about $6,000 to $8,000 more, the way it works, the formula that they used. I mean, you'd have to go back and change the formula. I don't know if you, because you're trying to pass it to the voters, the way your language works. This is the tax you had, it's the same tax, we're just continuing. And if you change your formula, it's not the same tax, it's a whole new tax. So I don't know if you want to go back and do that. At that point, you might get some pushback. That's the difference there.
Yeah, might throw some red flags up.
So that was the only thing. We can go do that, but again, that's just a, and your time.
Well, I'm just saying because, you know, the revenue that's coming in, you know, like, because it's so, you know, everything seems to be going higher, right? And then we're still stuck here in the bottom, you know what I mean?
And if we were to do that down, I mean, how far back would it set us? And then take another rep?
I would have another special meeting real quick to get that going because it's a resolution.
What do you recommend?
For right now, because you're trying to sell it as Measure O, and you won't be able to sell it as Measure O. It's a whole new measure. You're just going to say that one's sunsetting. We're trying to pass a new one, and it's what we want to pass. And if you passed it now, it would actually start generating money next April. So you'd actually have two measures going at one time. So you'd be taxing people. I would say you'd have to wait till the other one dies. Correct?
Yeah, because the way we drafted this one is that ordinance that the voters would be passing, it would just redline out the sunset clause. So instead of it expiring at the end of that time period, it'll just continue on. So it's actually not even adopting anything new. It's just amending the ordinance to get rid of the sunset clause so that it keeps continuing on. And it never expires.
That way you don't have to come back in 10 years again and do this. This will just go on forever.
Until the voters repeal it, if they were to do that.
And it's difficult because...
No, I know.
Because if it doesn't pass...
That's what I'm saying, because, you know, if costs go up later on down the line, we're not guaranteed that's going to be like that. It's going to go higher and higher. Well, and we're still stuck with the $65, you know, like...
We can still modify this after the fact. We can amend it.
Yeah.
After we get this passed, you can go back and amend it next year. You can still do it in time before the next election. But this guarantees we get a shot at it this November. Nothing's guaranteed. The voters can still shoot this down, and then we're coming back in March again. That's the plan. Because if you wait till November to pass it, that other one sunsets in November. Now you have to wait till the tax rolls start again if you pass in November, so you're starting it in April of next year. You'd miss about 6 months. So you'd lose $125,000 or whatever for the year. So
So if you say if it is passed and we could amend it.
Yes.
If we amend it, do we have to go back to the voters or do we just do it on our own?
We'll go back to the voters.
Oh, okay.
Which is okay. You have two more elections. You can actually do that next November if you wanted. But it still won't hurt this one.
Oh,
they won't repeal it. You'll have it in place.
Oh, okay.
Right now I'm just trying to be proactive
so
that we don't. It's just saying, come November 24th, we're still going, and now we don't stop. That's what this is for.
You could actually, like, there could be a situation later on where now you have this one that's set, there's no expiration, so it continues on, you don't have to worry about losing it. I mean, technically the voters could try and repeal it, you know, down the road, but I mean, the likelihood of that happening would be very slim. But then you could also pass an entirely new tax on top of that, you know, some other, you know, tax that you guys wanted to do that's separate from Measure O, and then now you have Measure O that doesn't expire, and you have this other one to cover some other cost or things like that.
So. And in all honesty, part of the reason I didn't add more, you haven't had a Prop 218 in quite a while, so your water rates need to go higher, your trash needs to go higher. So the reason I'm doing this now, hoping it passes in November. We got a study right now going for water, right? Is it water rates?
Water and sewer.
Water and sewer. Those will be done around November-ish, December. That's when we come back to you and do the Prop 218. And you're going to be raising your people a lot more taxes to take care of that. Like right now, Pena said that we owe them $700,000. Because we have to do our CPIs, he just doesn't know how the law works. We don't owe him that. But he's trying to collect it. Nonetheless, we're going to have to make up for that. So you're going to... This will continue the way it is, but you're going to raise them twice between December and March. That's when we're going to do those.
Okay.
So if you try to do this and then try to do that, somewhere along the line is not going to pass. The way we got it set up now, pass this, Prop 218, I mean, you really don't fail us. It takes 50% of the people to come into City Hall and petition, and that's just not going to happen.
So
Motion's been made by council member Joseph Cervantes and seconded by Volker Reyes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
So now we can start campaigning, right? Like, to start?
Yes, after tomorrow, we're gonna get this handed into the county tomorrow. And then after that, yeah, we got about $25,000 put aside. So we have to hit it hard.
I think we need to really collaborate with the fire department and the police department, because they need to really help us out, because, you know, I mean, yeah, we can all five go out there, you know, and push it to the limit, like when we did our own campaigns, but still, that should be just on us, it should be on them too.
I already met with both of them. They're on board 100%. I told them, I'm gonna need you when you're off duty wearing your shirts, your POA shirts and your other shirts, so that you're gonna go out there knocking, we're gonna have a whole game plan. And we're gonna try to get as many people recruited to come along for the ride. There's a lot of things we're gonna do.
Yeah.
But I've already talked to both and they're on board. So I wanna make sure that we're on board, he said, because, you know, I talked to Chief Greenwood and it was like, if you're not on board, it's not gonna pass. He's like, I'm on board, so.
Is there a committee that's gonna be started at one or?
Yeah, I gotta figure out how to do that. I gotta go with Megan to make sure we have that little separation, so.
Maybe half the town, the other half?
Well, no.
And we just gotta make sure that we're not, like, the city has to be careful with how it campaigns for its own measures. It has to be somewhat neutral.
Yeah.
The city itself, like, yeah, so we'll figure it out.
Yeah, no printing, no doing nothing here, no doing anything campaign here.
We can't use public funds to campaign.
Like, in other words, like, when they're, like, in uniform, the officers, they can't campaign, of course, right?
No, that's why we're their FPOA outfit.
Yeah, okay, when they're off duty, they can do, yeah.
Exactly. They'll do it off duty. And I would say, you know, one of the things I wouldn't mind doing is, if you don't mind, I just wanna buy some nice little stickers, Measure O.
Yeah.
You know, cop card paid by Measure, I wanna put on the back, so people will start seeing that that's where your money goes, okay? I think it's a good visual, especially during the campaign time, because we wanna beef it up. We'll go off and tell them, this is what it does. And then second part will be, this is what's gonna happen if you don't. All those things that it did not happen. Crime goes up, we're gonna paint it ugly. There's a whole process, so that's how we're gonna have to do it. So we'll work away from each other. So gotta make sure we don't get caught.
Well, I already got a head start a long time. I already started jumping on it a long time ago.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll be able to start. Like I said, I already talked.
I think we'll pass it.
I've been talking with the county. I already talked with Coos.
I think with the support of the policeman and the fire chief, everybody together, you know, because at the end of the day, like I said, we're all a group. We're all a team. We all need from each other. So I think as long as we have them coming out and support, they got us, we got them. It's gonna happen.
You're gonna have your naysayers. You're gonna have those that are talking smack right now that are gonna be. So it's just, I just say, take the high road, don't go to that one.
Okay. Close this public hearing or what?
Well, yeah, you do have to ask for a public hearing. Just say if the public wants to speak.
If there's anybody in the public that wants to speak?
The chair wants to speak.
Okay, I'll close the public hearing. Then, that's it, right?
That should be adjourned.
Yeah, adjournment, yeah. We need adjournment. Nice and easy.
Nice.